It may have come as a surprise to some, if not most voters, that there were in fact two people running for governor in the Republican primary, Scott Walker and activist Arthur Cole Riggs, who rejected claims he was a so-called fake Republican. Walker handily beat his opponent, capturing more than 95% of the vote. At a rally last night in Waukesha, Walker focused on the June 5th recall election. He told his supporters that he wanted to move the state forward. Walker did not mention his rival, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, by name, but he alluded to the challenges the city faces.
In the city of Milwaukee over the last 8 years, unemployment has gone up by 28%. Do we want to go back to that?
No!
Or instead, do we take the reforms that we've built together to move Wisconsin forward, so much so that the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 2008? Where do you say we go?
Forward!
Walker also took aim at the public sector unions, which were a driving force behind the recall. He said they have spent millions of dollars trying to stop his agenda.
You see, the powerful special interests don't like the fact that I stood up and got in the way of their firm grip on the taxpayers' money. Instead, I stand with the taxpayers of this state, and I'm going to continue to stand with them.
Walker himself has been criticized for accepting money from donors from outside the state. Wherever the money is coming from, one thing is almost certain: there will be a lot more of it rolling in the next 4 weeks. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.